All right, welcome back to the Health Engineer Show. I'm Clint Fuqua, the Health Engineer. And Dolly Parton years ago put this line out there, and it has, well, put a certain image in everybody's mind for plastic surgery, which is, if I can lift it so I can tug it, I'm going to do it. Okay, because somebody asked her, how do you look so young? And she lit it out there, right? This is what I'm doing. This is how I look this good. So ever since then, plastic surgery has gotten this certain connotation for that's all it is. It's for, well, it's plastic, right? It's for brand new plastic parts and add-ons and everything else, and hair nails and everything else, right? So there really is another world with that within plastic surgery, and it comes into enhancing your life. People have genetic issues, whether it's vascular, mental, physical, stuff like that. You've got things going on that cannot be taken care of nutritionally. They have to be taken care of surgically. And that's where there's a new line out there with plastic surgery for enhancing that or taking care of those issues. This way, you live a better life. You're healthier. You can take your health back in your hands for once because, well, we have the ability, we have the technology now to rebuild you, make you better, make you stronger, make you healthier in certain respects. And so I've got Dr. Dewey Leon with me today. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, well, advancing yourself and advancing surgical arts. You'll get that joke later. And taking your health back in your hands from that perspective, actually having time with your doctor and taking the time to, well, be healthy for once in your life and take charge and take control of that. So join us. Come back here. I've got Dr. Dewey Leon with me. We're going to get you healthy again.
Clint Fuqua is the Health Engineer, dishing up healthcare reform through personal responsibility in the areas of nutrition, discipline, and fitness. Clint cuts through misunderstood health theory with over 35 years of practical results. Start taking control of your health today with the Health Engineer. Here's your host, Clint Fuqua.
All right, welcome back to the Health Engineer Show. I'm Clint Fuqua, the Health Engineer, right here on the OBBM TV network. And I've got Dr. Dewey Lee with me today.
All right.
The man in demand.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So you are known by a lot of people around DFW.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Funny enough. Very small world.
I'm glad to hear that. Okay.
Because, you know, a lot of people that I bump into and know, mm-hmm. we've had the same, we know a lot of the same people like multiple different circles all over the place. So you get around.
I guess so.
If you did not know that, you get around.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So I wanted to bring you on today.
Sure.
Mostly to talk about a lot of stuff that's going on medically and, of course, what you do. Because you work some, like, magical, miracle stuff.
Yeah.
So you got, like, magic in your hands with what you do. And so I want to start off, I want everybody to know a little bit about your background, how you got into medicine, mm-hmm. because that's not what you always did.
No, not at all.
we're going to talk about those magical fingers later on as we get into the bonus round. Uh-huh. But so let's give everybody some of your background in medical industry kind of what you've done. Mm-hmm. In the past, up to present day.
Okay.
I mean, we only have 30 minutes.
Right,
snippets.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'll be here for like an hour and a half.
I understand.
But just give everybody some backgrounds, just so they know.
Yeah.
If they don't know you already.
Well, I mean,
wow.
You know, my background's a little different, let's say.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, I started out, my undergraduate was in actually music and engineering, and then medicine was actually my fallback, believe it or not. It was my second choice. And so after medical school, I went to Case Western Reserve in Cleveland. People in South probably don't know where Cleveland is and Case Western, but it's just one of the good schools up there. So I started out in surgery. I was a surgical intern and I was in the ENT program, but I didn't finish that. Actually, ended up going to radiology, mainly because of music. And I did a fellowship and was in academia for a while, and then joined a practice here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And after being here for a few years, I realized, you know, I have a bit of an independent streak. So being in a group practice and all that, which was very nice, it was a nice group of people. Nothing against them in any way. I thought, you know, I might try something a little different. So I went off on my own. And this is not something a typical radiologist does. They always tend to be in a group. But for somebody to jump out solo is a little bit unusual. But, you know, that's me. And so I started that and then slowly evolved into my first love, which is surgery, and I started developing a practice based on really interventions, mm-hmm. and got back into actually doing combination of, you know, imaging and surgery, which was actually veins, and doing minimally invasive vein procedures, becoming really growing around 2005, 2006 area at that time. So I actually started converting my practice into much more interactive and semi-surgical practice at that time. And that's how I started really evolving from there. And what was interesting is that when I started doing venous procedures, and I was doing minimally invasive, basically scarless mm-hmm. treatments for varicose veins and venous reflux, instead of that, you know, horrifying stripping that was done many, many years ago.
Yes.
So what was interesting is a lot of women came in to do their veins, you know, varicose veins and spider veins, et cetera. And eventually conversation would come into, oh, do you do liposuction or do you do this laser and that? Man, I need to really look at this, because I was really interested in plastic surgery when I was doing my surgery rotations, and I left that. So that's how I started transforming everything I was doing and evolved into going back and getting, you know, many years of additional training and fellowships and, I mean, all kinds of, you know, things you got to go to kind of retool yourself. And eventually got, you know, board certified in veins and also in aesthetic medicine and surgery and all those kind of things. So I have several board certifications, if you will.
Several. He said,
yeah. Several. And then went back into school again to learn about, at that time it was called anti-aging medicine mm-hmm. and regenerative medicine, and got board certified in that and fellowship trained in that as well, and continued on to, you know, adding stem cells. And then more recently, got board certified in laser medicine and surgery as well. So it's really important to kind of understand the sort of upcoming technologies yeah. and sort of cutting edge things that are going on that yeah, really changes, you know, how the body works and the
dynamics. Because there's a lot of it. There's
yeah.
a whole lot of brand new stuff out there.
Oh, I know.
Especially when you're dealing with like lasers, because yeah. we've had lasers in here before. And uh-huh. Of course, I know you do stem cells
yes.
and a lot of other procedures. And I know you start off in vascular. I know somebody personally that you actually worked on.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so, and she loved it.
Okay.
Loved the procedure. Good. But, you know, mm-hmm. with that, you know, you talked about they came in for that. Mm-hmm. We get the veins fixed. And you're like, mm-hmm. do you do lipo? Because, of course, the yeah. veins are fixed. They want to get back in the bikini.
Exactly.
Out there. So,
right,
okay.
Right.
Let's bring it back in.
Uh-huh.
So with that, but we were talking, or actually, I was listening to you speak to everybody else in here,
uh-huh.
kind of about your practice and how you run things.
Yeah.
And looking at medicine right now, okay, mm-hmm. Doctors usually have somewhere between 30 seconds and like 2 minutes
yeah.
with their patient. When they come in, they see it, they see the chart, all right, here, take this.
Pretty much, unfortunately.
Don't call me in the morning.
Yeah.
Here's take, so we'll see you in like 3 months,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So. Let's talk a little bit about you and your practice, mm-hmm. and you know what you do from a medical standpoint with, mm-hmm. with your people, because
yeah.
you like sit down and you actually talk to them,
yes,
and
yeah.
listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I you know typically as a you know surgeon, as you know, main part of my practice is, you know, yeah. cosmetic surgery. It's really important, obviously, to listen to the patient, not only examine them, you know, physically, but I mean. The biggest thing in cosmetic surgery is really understanding the patient's wants, desires, and expectations. And you only get that by talking to them and kind of getting their body language and expressions and, you know, really the kind of stuff they not only they tell you, but the stuff they don't tell you. And then try to analyze, you know, based on not only the physical changes that they want, but also the emotional stuff that goes
yeah.
in. And so that's the biggest part. And so I spend a lot of time actually, you know, in that aspect from the cosmetic point of view. But I also do a lot of work in chronic pain management mm-hmm. and treatment. And this is a combination of, I mean, it kind of brings in a lot of different things, not only the regenerative medicine part, because it involves, you know, PRP and stem cells and all that, but also takes a little bit of my radiology training as well, and also takes into my surgery training. And of course, there's the emotional, psychological part that goes into
yes.
chronic pain. And I'm sort of at the tail end of it. I mean, most patients go through your typical pain doctors, get their spine injections and things like that, and get, you know, once they go through that protocol, if they don't get well, they get placed on pain medicine, which is opioids. Yep. And there you go. You got tons of opioid problems, you know, all over, and that's part of the problem that they've had. So some of the doctors who know about my work send me the patients that they have, you know, difficulty taking care of. And I've been doing this since 2003. Wow, long time. But so I developed a technique of diagnosing a lot of the source of chronic pain. Chronic pain usually comes from defects in soft tissue. Even if you have spine surgery and whatnot, soft tissue gets whacked out. to use a medical term.
Fascia.
Yeah, fascia, muscles, tears. I mean, you're involved in this with your training and everything, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And they're often very difficult to diagnose because most pain doctors are x-ray centric in a sense that they look at the C-arms and x-rays. Of course, x-ray goes right to soft tissue, so they don't know what that is. They say, well, my back hurts here. Okay, it must be the spine, so let's do a spine injection. Well, it's probably a muscle or ligament or something like that, which they cannot see, and maybe they can palpate, do a little, you know, trigger point injections and whatnot. But one of the things I do is actually ultrasound. I've been doing soft tissue musculoskeletal ultrasound since 1990. I've been teaching this around the world, this technique. So I use ultrasound, and it's like a microscope for the tissue, for the muscles and tendons and ligaments and nerves. And I can see tiny little sub-millimeter lesions with my ultrasound machine. So I can diagnose tiny little areas that are the source of this horrendous pain. And I've treated many patients who have been debilitated literally years with this pain. They have some even had horrific surgery to take care of this. And then they come in and someone literally crawling on the floor coming in, and I do my ultrasound and diagnose that spot that is really the source. And I can usually test it by giving a little anesthetic and the pain goes away.
Yep.
And for many of these people is a moment of catharsis. I mean, number one is validation. That they're not crazy because they go to doctor after doctor
and
nobody can find it. It's like, you know, they don't want to say anything, but the underlying message is you're crazy, it's in your head, go home and take some pain medicines and be well. Their loved ones and spouses are dealing with this person who are literally bedbound and can't get out and do the things that they're normally supposed to do because of the pain. And after they go through doctor after doctor, nobody can find anything. You wonder, I love you, but what's really wrong with you? Is it really there or is it up here? You know what I mean? So diagnosing that focus, that point where the pain is coming from and taking that away even for a second validates everything. That person's real, and number one. And number two, the spouse is saying, okay, you're not crazy. Yeah. There is something going on.
Like, I mean,
it has affect many different levels. I had patients break down and cry. You know, it's a very emotional thing, you know, to live with this. And then I've developed a certain minimally invasive techniques to actually treat that because diagnosing is great, but if you can't take care of the pain, it only takes you so far. So I developed techniques to take care of that and literally take the pain away. It takes time. And that's where I think a lot of my interactions and, you know, dialogue with the patients come in. You know, when people come in for something like this, I mean, once I make the diagnosis and tell them this is what's going on, the next part is getting them engaged in the treatment and hopefully the cure process. And I tell them exactly what's going on. And I tell them, you know, this is not a one-way street. It's not me doing things to you.
Yeah,
this is a partnership, okay?
Yeah.
And I tell them I've done this many, many years. I know what people go through. It's an up and down. It's not a straight shot of pain going down like this. I wish it was.
Yeah,
then it'll make my life easy, but it's not like that. You're gonna have great days, you're gonna have bad days, and some days you're gonna come in and yelling at me and screaming at me because I caused, you know, things to be worse for you. You're gonna hate me. And you're gonna go through all kinds of stuff. But eventually, pain will go away.
Yeah,
but you have to stick with it.
Yeah, like you tell people, it's like a reverse stock market. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's going down. It's not going to be.
It's going to be like this.
Perfect.
You're
going to
be up and down, up and down like that. But if you can accept that and stay with me, I promise you, it will get better. I'm not going to say it's going to go away completely, but I can help you make it to a point where you can live like a normal person. Yeah.
And with that, we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to cut to our sponsors right quick. Come back. We're going to start talking about the next generation of medicine or the future of medicine for improving health.
What does it mean to devote your life to the truth? Does it mean investigating communist subversion here in America? Does it mean exposing the deadly fentanyl crisis in the Midwest? Or spending late nights uncovering deep government corruption? Does it mean persevering over 20 years, even after four masked men set one of our printing presses on fire last year? Because at a time when America's traditional values are under attack, it's the responsibility of righteous journalists to uphold truth and tradition.
Introducing IV Hookup.
IV treatments have been the standard of care used for years to deliver intravenous hydration treatment to patients. Our medical director has created a safe, industry standard protocol to efficiently support your wellness through IV vitamin hydration, including options for athletic performance, mood enhancement, general wellness, and hangover recovery. IV Hookup now offers full spectrum COVID-19 testing at reasonable prices. This means we can get you and your staff tested in a quick time frame. Are you hosting a group event? We can provide a customized package for IV treatment and COVID testing as well. IV Hookup is everything you need to both stay healthy and approve it.
Go to ivyhookup.com to order yours, and we'll bring it right to you. That's ivyhookup.com.
All right, we're back to the Health Engineer Show, and we're going to start talking a little bit about, well, the future of medicine. And you have to be involved in this, by the way. Like you said, you know, we finished off, it's a two-way street. Same thing when you come in the gym. It is a two-way street. I don't take the fat off of you. You take the fat off of you. Doing what I ask you to do. And, you know, same thing from a medical standpoint. Right. You know, you sit down and you talk to your people, and there's a lot of back and forth interaction, sure. Which
you have
helps
to.
Out. So you know where they're coming from. They know where you're coming from. Expectations are set.
Right.
And, you know, the future medicine kind of hinges on that because it is very, it's highly personal.
Yes.
We've got all this information, all this data now. We can see somebody's DNA. We can see any and every blood marker there is for everything. You've got your new techniques that you're doing from a radiology standpoint and everything else to where you can... Like, literally, this is what's causing your pain right here.
That's right.
And we're going to start to take care of that. Bam, done. It's out of your head now.
Uh-huh.
Right? So let's talk a little bit about some of the cool new stuff that you are bringing in, coming over from Europe. And kind of the future of, you know, some pain management, because as we all know, pain management is a huge issue right now. Yes. The opioid crisis is through the roof.
Right.
So any way we can get around that and get people feeling healthy and feeling good again is huge. But along with that, getting people feeling healthy, feeling good, because, you know, anytime there's a, like, we've got a pandemic right now, right, a big pandemic, the number one thing people can do to avoid that is being healthy.
Yeah. Improving your immune system.
Yeah.
That's
get your immune system up and going. Exercising, which is the number one therapy and treatment for not getting things and recovering quickly. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that you do, it helps out with that. Especially, you've got a cool new toy for blood clotting.
We're going to get into it a little bit.
So, let's talk a little bit about, you know, where medicine needs to go from a future standpoint and some of the cool new stuff that you have for helping push that forward for people that are ready to step forward and have that two-way street.
Well, I mean, I think medicine should have been, and I think unfortunately with the pressures of I think the current medical system in terms of reimbursement and insurance, FDA, all those kind of things, many doctors are kind of locked into almost like a, you know, step-by-step, you know, pattern. And it really needs to be individualized. And even though we talk about that, you know, individualized, customized therapy, the theory is great, but actual putting that into practice is not always easy.
And what they can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, there's that whole thing because we would love to do this therapy, but insurance says no.
Exactly. So even though insurance, quote unquote, does not dictate, you know, medical therapy, just by financial impact, they do indirectly and sometimes directly. But anyway, having said that, the people who really understand the value of their own health, not only for themselves, but, you know, it affects everybody immediately in their families and then, of course, their friends and whatnot and their work. So there's a huge ramification of staying healthy as an individual. It's not only for you. So once they understand that, and they have to kind of figure out, okay, insurance is going to cover this much, am I willing to make an investment, not only in terms of my own time and effort to get well, but also financially sometimes, it has to go beyond the insurance. Yeah. So once people make that kind of commitment, it becomes a little easier. The individualization has to do with actually what I just said in the last segment about making the specific diagnosis. Once you have that specific focus of, let's say, pain coming from, then you can actually figure out the exact treatment that's needed for that person, for that area, okay? And everybody's different, you know? And not only is the treatment different, but also how they react to the treatment, how you manage that is very, very different. In terms of the different technologies and medications and all those kind of things that are out there, I mean, there's tons of stuff out there, you know? And question has to do with how well do you understand these things and how well can you put them together to make an individual therapy for that specific person. It's like being a line cook in a restaurant versus being a chef.
Yes.
Okay, chef, I mean, we all work with the same kind of food ingredients, right? Meat, you know, carbohydrates and whatnot.
The chef
can create something from the same kind of ingredients, whereas a cook follows a recipe and, hey, here it is, right?
Yep.
So I think maybe this is a silly analogy, but it's a little like that. So the kind of things that I work with, we mentioned regenerative medicine earlier. So regenerative medicine, when I first started, was in the area of PRP, platelet-rich plasma, which was around Europe for decades, but finally came to the United States. So that became sort of the new thing. And it's still considered experimental by a lot of insurance companies.
Yes.
And then there was the stem cells. Stem cells have been around for a long time, primarily from bone marrow aspect,
even
right?
More experimental.
Now, exactly. But back then, it was treating basically, lymphoma and those kind of diseases.
Yeah.
So people really didn't have much thought about stem cells as a regenerative technique to make people healthy, literally heal and regenerate a lot of damaged areas. So those are the two polarities. But in the middle now, we have so many other things that we didn't have before. Mainly things like exosomes, and then there's a lot of work dealing with harvesting different tissues from umbilical cord of newborn infants, right? The so-called Wharton's jelly, that is tons of mesenchymal stem cells and whatnot. So there are different companies that make and harvest those kind of things, and so you have to kind of figure out which companies make high-quality products and whatnot. But regardless of that, there are now is a menu of different products out there that somebody like me can say, okay, you have this issue in your knee, in your hip, in your spine, in the soft tissue, let's use a combination of these things. It's not just, here's PRP, wish you luck, or here's some stem cells, good luck. Now I can pick and choose different products to actually really do individualized treatment. Yeah, so that's really fantastic and very exciting.
Yeah, this way you can get on tap healing very quickly, and then the long-term regenerative.
Exactly, you got both of them. Yeah. And I also harvest fat. I still hard do the stem cell, from fat harvesting, which I think is the gold standard, but not everybody wants to go through that process, So that's that thing's very exciting. One thing I mentioned earlier.
Let's talk about light.
Yes, that's what I'm going to get to. I'm going to get to. So I mentioned something about my board certification in laser, medicine and surgery. And the reason I got board certified is because, number one, I want to make sure I understand, laser. I mean, I have an engineering background, so physics is, not that big of a deal. But, I need to have that credentials. Mm-hmm. So when I speak to patients and other people, they kind of realize, okay, you should know what you're talking about, right? I'm not just playing with lasers, which can be very dangerous. So I have different kind of lasers. I mean, obviously, aesthetic and cosmetic lasers to make people look nice and beautiful, which is a lot of fun. But also, I have a very interesting laser that is really sort of almost definition of photodynamic therapy. And this is what we're using, actually, light and laser energy for medical purposes. So for photodynamic therapy, it's actually using light energy to convert different cellular processes to treat disease.
Yep.
So it's much different than making your skin look nice. Okay, so
it's like tuned light.
It is. It literally is.
Yeah.
So this device that I have does a couple of things. One is actually I can do intravenous laser treatment. And most people in America have not heard about this. I mean, you think shooting laser into the blood? What is that? Some voodoo medicine, right?
Actually, this actually came out because of COVID.
Yes, exactly. Actually, I have a laser wavelengths that you can actually use to literally kill COVID.
Yeah.
Intravenously, because that's the virus is floating around, and the laser goes in and literally destroys COVID. Little known, and I don't. Sometimes I hesitate to advertise these kind of things because people kind of think like, "What is this guy doing?" I'm going to call
Star
the medical. I know I'm going to call the medical board on you because you're a quack or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sometimes hard to introduce new things that are really out there because people don't really have understanding of that. But this is real medicine. It's been around for a long time, and I certainly didn't invent this thing. So I have this really interesting device that, through different various protocols of using different wavelengths at a different certain amount of time, different energies, tremendous effect. I mean, we mentioned COVID. You can actually treat problems in the brain. Okay, we're going to get to that in a little bit in terms of problems.
We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about that in the bonus round.
A second, okay.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the bonus round. So stick with us. Check out all of our advertisers. Come right back because you don't want to miss what we're going to talk about in the bonus round.
The OBBM Network acknowledges that this is a pivotal time in history, and it is clear the United States of America has been undermined by many of our elected officials for some time now. We want our local business audience to stand strong in the face of what we now understand, and to be empowered to grow our businesses on the local level beyond the limitations that have been imposed upon us. We believe it is in our national interest to inspire our communities through strong economic development and, additionally, to hold our elected officials accountable for accurate representation of we the people. For that reason, we encourage you to go to WeStandForFreedom.com to learn about the national Write Your Congressman organization that has been the trusted communication tool for local communities for over 60 years. Learn how your representatives are voting. Understand the laws and regulations under consideration on the state and federal level before they are enacted at the county and city levels. Communicate directly with these officials and stand up for yourself, for by doing so, you will protect the communities you serve from tyrannical rule and unconstitutional reforms. The OBBM Network is the premier voice for local business, and we take that responsibility seriously. The OBBM Network has everything you need to grow and transition your business for success on popular syndicated podcast networks, Roku and other video channels, and the OBBM Network app. We work for you, local business, and we've got your back.
Okay, we're back. It's the bonus round. We're going to talk about his magic fingers for a little bit and some piano work. And also, we're going to talk about athletics and sports and, you know, performance recovery, everything else. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I deal with a couple of athletes.
Yeah,
in fact,
yeah.
If y'all didn't know, he's right above me. I got my gym and he's right above me. Yeah. So we got a whole complex for everything there.
Yeah.
In fact, you're the medical director for Polaris. Yeah, Polaris, which was on the show as well. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit more about the light therapy.
Yeah, sure.
Right quick. I know you wanted to finish off on that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. And you do some really cool stuff for brain health, too.
Yeah. So just to finish off that laser from Germany, so you can actually put a ring of these lasers around your head and actually literally shoot light through the skull. And when I first heard about it, I thought, light can't go through bone. It's like, what are you guys talking about? So I, of course, you know, I did some research, and it's like, you know, there's got to be something behind it. So actually you're irradiating, you know, I mean, the light actually can penetrate through the bone, believe it or not, and you're actually affecting the blood flow around the brain as well. So there's tremendous benefit of doing this therapy for people with, you know, headaches, ADD, anxiety, depression, just even that capability alone, along with the intravenous.
So it's a really cool halo effect.
Yeah, it literally is halo effect. I'm putting a halo of light there. Pretty cool. And then you mentioned sports. So there's actually a technique of using this laser to enhance athletic performance, believe it or not. So there's a whole protocol set up. And so what we're doing is, again, imparting laser energy. And the red blood cells take up the energy and then other cells as well. And it goes through your whole body. And there's exchange of energy between what the laser has imparted through the red blood cells and to the other cells of the body. Sounds weird. Sounds like a voodoo. But this is real stuff.
It's
fantastic. It really is fantastic.
We're talking about you right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyway, so there's a, you know, tremendous benefit, not only for enhancement, but also improvements in recovery and treatment. So I'm going to start working on and developing some protocols for different athletes, not only for pros, of course, but also, you know, high school and college and all those people that are doing that. So a lot of cool stuff coming up. And when you combine that with stem cells and other, you know, regenerative techniques, you got a tremendous technique and tools available to help athletes, you know, perform better and stay healthy. And maybe recover faster too.
Yeah, which is what I wanted to have you on, because when people think about plastic surgery and stuff like that, I mean, it's one they think stuff is voodoo science.
Yeah.
And two, plastic surgery is all about. I mean, it's Dallas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. It's capital. It's Hollywood.
Yeah. As opposed to, well, this is done for improving health, especially vascular health, which is huge, because you can get your blood healthy, but if veins aren't good, well, then what good is it? So, I wanted to bring you on specifically for those things. If you'll give everybody, you know, how do they get a hold of you? One question I want to head for you, does their doctor send them to you, or do people just come to you directly?
I get both. I get referrals from colleagues, and as well as, you know, patients finding me in the internet or hearing from their friends and, you know, whatever. So, all different techniques.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you still playing?
Yeah. I'm still trying to keep it up and have some concerts coming up, you know, and with some friends. I play with a lot of, you know, musicians around Dallas area. Yeah. Both were fun, but also for concerts as well. So, yeah. I always tell people I pass out earplugs when I play. It makes it a lot more pleasant for them.
I've heard you play. How do they get a hold of you? What's the website?
Website is, it's short for Advanced Surgical Arts. That's the name of my practice, Advanced Surgical Arts. And the website is ADV, like advanced, ADVSurgicalArts.com. And the phone number is 972-612-1900. Pretty simple. Yep. And just call and make an appointment and for consultation. Yep. I'd love to, come in, see you and take care of your problems.
Yeah, just come in and walk on upstairs.
Literally, yes.
And see me downstairs.
See Clint first and then come on upstairs.
Yeah, see me, go see him. We actually met, so you were hosting events at your place.
Yeah,
And doing a podcast too.
A podcast, I started a podcast called Love and Health in America. And this was towards middle of last year when COVID was going. Yep. And I thought, somebody needs to talk about the health and emotional implications of what we're going through, because everybody's so isolated. And that alone caused so many problems. Oh, yeah. So I have a very good friend of mine, Jens Johnson, who's really kind of quite well known in this area. So we kind of started talking about it. So I came up with this idea and the name, and she loved it. So we teamed up and we put together several YouTube live presentations. So it's been on hiatus over the holidays and whatnot, so I'm thinking about reviving it again. So we're going to start talking about finding some venues and figuring out how to get that going. I think it's still important to talk about keeping health.
It's very much needed. That's probably why I'm doing this show.
And as far as health goes, we're still under the throes of this pandemic. And question, I get all the time is people are still wearing masks, which is unbelievable, and people are flagging themselves, I got the vaccine. I don't want to talk any more about the vaccine, the so-called vaccine.
Yep.
So people are kind of missing the boat in terms of the idea of how do you actually stay healthy, how do you fight, how do you actually mitigate and navigate through the quote-unquote different changes and the mutations of the virus. All viruses mutate, and we know that every year the flu viruses change all the time. So the question is, how do you actually stay healthy in the middle of all this? And the real key is your own immune system. I mean, we're built to have this natural defense. And people forget that they think the mask and the vaccine are the keys to fighting this. It's like, no, your own body is the foundation and the key to your health and staying healthy. And if your immune system is out of whack, it doesn't matter how many masks you wear. You can wear 20 masks, it's not gonna help you. Yep. You can get all the vaccines you want, it's not gonna help you. In fact, vaccines may even do worse because your immune system can't tolerate what's going into your system from the vaccine. So that foundation of health is really what's really, really key, and people are kind of missing all that. And hopefully, maybe we can work together even more and take the message out in different ways to improve your immune system. And it's not that hard. Is very inexpensive, is very simple, and I have different protocols to put people on prophylaxis, very inexpensive medication to literally help you, decrease the chance of getting, additional virus exposure.
You're working with Gerald Kern, buddy. I saw that, I'm like, oh, wow, we're all in the family here.
Yeah, exactly. So really, to stay healthy in the middle of all this COVID thing, and other viruses that may come in the future, it really is not that hard, and it's not all the doom and gloom and everything that they're trying to push on us, we're literally in the throes of medical tyranny, and that's kind of what's going on, and people don't really understand the implications of what's going on, what we're allowing ourselves to succumb to based on the idea of safety.
I've been telling people, your health is your freedom.
Exactly.
The healthier you are, the more free you are. If you're not healthy, they're going to control every aspect of your life through.
And that's what they're trying to do.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
One more time for everybody out there, how they get a hold of you.
Okay. ADVSurgicalArts.com. And my office phone number is 972-612-1900.
All right. Thanks for coming on. Okay. For everybody else out there, thank you for joining us for this show. Please check out all the rest of the shows here on the OBBM Network. And we are quite literally everywhere now. That's right. We're on your TV.
The Health Engineer is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and made possible through the generous support of sponsors and viewers like you. For program information, call 214-714-0495. The Health Engineer, Offbeat Business Media LLC, OBBM, Network Trademarks, and all portions of this broadcast are produced for the exclusive use of the OBBM Network and affiliates, and may not be reproduced without written permission by Offbeat Business Media LLC. All inquiries are directed to call 214-714-0495.